السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also sisters of the madrasa and those listening overseas, once again a majlis of islah of my nafs and your nafs. We all should listen to it with the niyat of islah of our own nafs. What happens generally in bayans is that when the speaker is speaking, then sometimes he forgets his own nafs, that his nafs is also alive. That is the reason that we find sometimes very, very flowery speeches, very powerful oratory, dynamic. But at the end of the day, the speaker, he doesn't even have sometimes salat in his life. Misses his Fajr Salat, misses some other Salat, engages in so many other kinds of haram after that bayan and after that talk and after that dynamic speech at that conference or seminar or wherever it may have been. So therefore it is necessary that when a person is giving waaz, making nasihat, giving da'wat ilallah, then at that time that person must not forget his own nafs. Because his own nafs is also a huge python. If the speech is very flowery, very powerful and dynamic, then his nafs sometimes, if it is not dead, then a few words of praises, somebody kissing his hands and kissing his forehead, and that person is gone. He has become the ghulam of shaitan after that. He doesn't realize after that that whatever he has achieved is a blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that speech may have been very flowery, very dynamic, it could be the best oratory, but if he forgets his own nafs, then that snake of nafs will bite him too. So it becomes very important, especially for those people who have been gifted with good speech, good bayan, good waaz, and praises are showered upon them, that they must immediately turn their attention towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that it is the gift of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and also focus on one's own weaknesses and shortcomings. There is nobody that is without weaknesses and shortcomings. Besides the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, who are masoom, and the great awliya who are mahfooz, Allah Ta'ala protects them. But sinful ones like us, we have enough things to look at in our own hearts. There are so many weaknesses and shortcomings in our lives that if we have to look at them, then we will not get pride in our hearts. So on the one hand, turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and say, "Oh Allah, whatever praises this person is giving, it is your ihsan, your fazal, your kindness that you put a good opinion in his heart. If only this person had the right glasses to see through the heart, then he would have known the condition of my heart." So he must think that it's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Majal hai kuch bhi kar sakun main jo tu na tawfiq ai khuda de, teri mashiyat hai sab pe ghalib, yeh chahe sab mere irade, How many times you have heard that in the zikr majlis? مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق ہے خدا دے. So keep on asking for توفیق by Allah تبارک و تعالی. Ask the Allah wala to make dua and then make tadbir. Three things a person has to do. We are living in a world of means, so therefore we must make use of the means. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for tawfiq and ask the Allah walas for dua. So never let pride come into the heart. If a person increases his shukr, so the increase of shukr is sabab-e-qurb. When a person increases his shukr, his gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his bounties and ni'mats, then that is a sabab, it's a means of qurb, of closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And pride is sabab-e-bod. That means it distances a person from Allah ta'ala. So qurb and bod cannot be there at the same time. They are opposites. So if a person is praised for any reading of his, or any bayan of his, or any other achievement of his, then if he's going to increase shukr of Allah Ta'ala and look at his own weaknesses and shortcomings, then it will be a sabab of qurb. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make him close. So he'll be distanced from nafs and shaitan. But the moment he thinks that it's all my achievement, all my hard work, all my heart, my effort, so then it will become a suburb of both. The person could still carry on progressing materially or otherwise, but in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala there is no recognition for that. And those are the amal that you'll be questioned about, that the shaheed will be questioned about his shahadat, the very charitable person about his charities, and the learned person and scholar of deen about that ilm and knowledge that Allah ta'ala had given to him, and all the effort that he made teaching and learning. So they will be questioned. Why will they be questioned? Because of that same reason, that they considered that achievement to be their own effort and hard work, and they forgot Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that it was his gift and his ni'mat. So before we commence with tonight's majlis of islah, daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hain, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. ان حسینوں سے دل بچانے میں میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں. It's a majlis of islah. It's not just a waz. And this poetry is also for islah. Daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahi ja ke unko paaye hain. We all want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our lives. And we keep on telling everybody whom we consider as Allah walas, that make dua, Allah ta'ala make me his. I want to become the wali of Allah ta'ala. I want to become the friend of Allah ta'ala. I want to get the ma'rifat and the closeness and the qurb of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But how will that come? It will come with daaghe hasrat. There is no other way that it can come. The temptations, the oceans of temptation, the waves of temptation, the storms of temptation will hit the heart. And in the environment that we live, it doesn't require any kind of evidence how much of temptation there is around. The moment a person steps out of his house, temptation starts. And since we have made, or many of us have made, cinemas of our own homes, so there's no need to even go outside now. The temptation is inside. Those days, if you had to tell one elderly person that accompany me, I'm going to the cinema to go and see a film. That old man was liable to beat this young person up. What do you think of myself? You think I'm from the Fussaq and the Fujjar, from the great sinners on earth? You want me to join you to the cinema? You should go and drown yourself in the ocean of shame. That's what the old man would have said. But with today's television and movies and all the other high-powered technology, so there is no need to go out of the house, the old man and the young man, the old woman and the young woman, the young boy and the young girl, little children, they don't have to go to the cinemas anymore. The cinemas have come into the homes. So now the temptation is even within the homes. Watch this program, watch that program. Outside there's temptations. In the business there's temptations to steal, to commit fraud, to violate the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, to take interest and give interest. There's so much of temptations. If a person has to win a lotto of a couple of million rands, then all his piety and taqwa and everything is forgotten. If a person sees a pretty face, and that pretty face tells him that I will marry you provided you accept my faith and my way of life, then the person is prepared to do that even for the pretty face. Everywhere there's temptations. But those temptations, if a person resists and he takes the daagh of hasrat on his heart, he rather make high, high. He rather make high, deep-hearted sigh, not engaging in that sin. The taqaza of the nafs is very, very strong that I want to engage in that sin. You will enjoy it, there's pleasure in it, you will make money out of it. If you have to speak some lies, then you can make millions. If you have to look at that pretty face, the heart will enjoy, get great happiness. But the person says, I will take the wounds on my heart, like how daggers stab a person. A person with a dagger stabs somebody, or a knife, he stabs somebody 10 times, 20 times, 50 times. So with every stab there's a wound. With every stab there's a wound. Some ruthless criminals, that's what they do. We read sometimes in the newspapers or listen in the news that the person was stabbed 100 times. That person must be really crazy. Absolutely no compassion, no mercy, no humanity. The person worse than animal. But they do that. So this person also, just like how that person has 100 wounds on his body, so this person takes the stabbing wounds on his heart. Every time that there's a temptation, the person resists that temptation, lowers his gaze, or moves away, or does not watch, or does not touch, does not walk towards. Whatever the temptation is, whether it is from the cinema, theater, rave club, disco, or drugs, the person is in the habit of drugs, now he was clean and purified for a period of 10 months, 6 months, 1 year, 2 years. Now the strong temptation came. So he must take that pain on his heart, take that stabbing wounds on his heart. It will cause a lot of different wounds and marks. But when he's going to take that, then he will find Allah. Daagh-e hasrat se dil sajaye hai, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hai. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hai. Person does not just rise, get elevation of status and position, gets qurb of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He does not get ma'rifat and yaqeen, and his heart does not fill up with the tajalliyat and with the noor, unless he takes that stabbing wounds on his heart. So حذیفہ حضرت سے اس داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے. ان حسینوں سے دل کو بچانے میں میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے. Somebody's حسین is wealth, somebody's حسین is pretty faces, somebody's حسین is the cinema, somebody's حسین is the disco, somebody's حسین is prostitute quarters, somebody's حسین is something else. Now whenever those temptations come, the person says that for the pleasure of Allah and to bring the halawat and sweetness of Iman into my heart, and because I'm a banda of Allah Ta'ala and I'm not the master of Allah Ta'ala, I'm a banda, I'm a ghulam. Bi jami' ajzaihi, with every part of his body he's a ghulam of Allah Ta'ala. He's a ghulam with his hand, he's the slave of Allah Ta'ala. Every part of his body is a slave of Allah Ta'ala. So he says, I'm a slave in totality, so how can I dictate to Allah Ta'ala? Because that's what he's doing if he disobeys Allah Ta'ala. When the person is ordered by Allah Ta'ala to do A and he does B, so what does it mean? That I'm not going to listen to you because I'm a master. Na'uzubillah. So when he's going to take these pains, da'a hasrat se dil sajaye, and it is like decorating the heart, those wounds are the decoration of that heart. How people decorate their homes, they decorate the palaces, they decorate the halls. When there's weddings taking place, hundreds of thousands are spent on decoration of those halls. Wastage of the highest level. So the decoration of this heart are those stabbing wounds. That if somebody had to ask that how is your heart decorated, where are those globes and those bulbs and those light fittings and those and all the buntings and all other things that decorate walls, if he could take his heart out and show it, then he'll show all those stab wounds. Daqe hasrat. That whenever temptation came, he took that pain on his heart, he took that dagger on his heart. But then there will be noor in that heart. Outwardly, physically, those both hearts of the kuffar and the mushrikeen, Yahud and Nasara, is the same. And of the believers is the same. If there is a heart transplant, and they remove a Muslim's heart and they remove a kuffar's heart, physically the shape is same, flesh is same. But the noor is different of both hearts. So in haseeno se dil ko bachane mein, maine gham bhi bahut uthaye. Allah walas become Allah walas because of that gham that they take. Daaghi hasrat. Khoon arzu, they drink the blood of their desires. We haven't learned to drink blood of our desires. That's our problem. See, when the animal, when the lion, when Shaykh gives an example of the lion, says that when it attacks its prey, then it grabs its neck, and the first thing it does is drinks the blood of that animal. So like that, we have to drink the blood of our evil desires. Then we'll get that quwwat of iman in our hearts. Now these things are not even existing in the dictionaries of the Muslims anymore. Daaghi hasrat, khune arzu, where do you find it? We say there's no need for it. Why should we go for it? When we got plenty of money, plenty of food, good home, good car, then do we need this? We don't need Allah Ta'ala in our lives because we got everything. Na'uzubillah. But then when one squeeze comes, or when the carpet is pulled from beneath the feet, when the person finds his whole world come crashing on his head, then they run for ta'weezes, 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 as if ta'weez will solve all the problems. Difficulties come on Allah Wala's also, and greater than us. In the Jumma Bayan I explained, in the battle of the trench, look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When that sahabi shows him one stone on his belly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam picks up his kurta and shows two stones tied on his stomach. The khulasa of kainat, the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He's digging the trench. His teeth are shattered in Uhud. 3 years ostracized and boycotted. Whole life struggle, struggle, struggle. Tests come upon them too. But it does not disturb the tranquility of their heart, and that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes even more stronger. It becomes even more stronger. Daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. In haseenon se dil ko bachane mein gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. And when the person takes this gham on his heart, then he is not deprived of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. This is the place to demonstrate that love of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says the love of the believers is intense for Allah Ta'ala. Those who have believed, the love for Allah Ta'ala is intense. Allah Ta'ala is saying it is intense. He is giving the certificate. So now how is he going to prove that love for Allah Ta'ala? Look at all the ni'mats and bounties that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. If we want to increase that love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts and of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at all his favors on the ummat. So daaghe hasrat se dil sajaye hain, tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain. There is no other way. If there was any other way, then we would have announced and informed you. But there is no other way. A person has to resist those temptations of haram. There's so much to eat and so much to drink and so much of halal Allah Ta'ala has given us, within which limits we can entertain ourselves, we can enjoy the best of this world too and the akhirat too. But to go towards haram, then he is shattering the tranquility of his heart. After sin, a mu'min can never feel happy and relaxed and at ease. It will definitely create restlessness. But if a person doesn't want to understand, then you can read all the ayat of the Quran Sharif, all the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the person will still say at the end of the day, but I cannot resist, but I cannot resist. So put a gun to the head and see. Let somebody put a gun to the head of the person who says, I cannot resist the temptation of watching porn on the internet site. I cannot resist the temptation of taking drug. So you say, all right, you can't resist. We get somebody just now, one heavyweight, and he will come with a big gun and put it on your head and then tell you, now let's see what you are addicted to. Can you do without it or you can't? If you say you cannot do without it, then you go ahead and I pull the trigger. Then see where the himmat comes from. Where will the himmat then come from? So Allah Ta'ala has given the himmat, but we don't want to use it. We are himmat chor. So then we will not get anywhere. Then we don't blame anybody but ourselves. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala's doors of mercy and forgiveness are wide, wide open. He is the only one who will not even remind us that yesterday you did this, that other day you did this, and other day you did that. If you make sincere tawbah, he makes the angels forget and finish, wipes it out. No matter how far the person may have gone, even if he has drunk and has been on great to my writing, so he tab kahin jaake unko paaye hain, in haseenon se dil ko bachane maine gham bhi bahut uthaye hain. Husne fani ke chakkaron mein meer, husne fani ke chakkaron mein meer, kitne logon ne din gawaye hain, kitne logon ne din gawaye hain. حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر، حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر، کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں، داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں، تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں، شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست، شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست، جن کو پہلے غزل سنائی ہے، شکل بگڑی تو بھاگ نکلے دوست، جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں، جن کو پہلے غزل سنائے ہیں، حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر، کتنے لوگوں نے دن گنوائے. Youth of the youth is wasted nowadays in حسن فانی. That beauty which is going to perish. Love your wives, that is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. Love your wives, that's the hukam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But young people who don't want to marry because they think that they have got a pretty girlfriend, their life is spent, their life is wasted. All the pretty faces that they see. Husn-e fani ke chakkaron mein meer, kitne logon ne din gawaye. And sometimes the so-called righteous and pious, so-called, in inverted commas, pious, that outwardly pious, but enjoying the filthy films and filthy pictures and filthy movies in the privacy of their homes when they think that nobody is watching now. They forget that there is no question of nobody watching, there is always somebody that's watching, and that's Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When Allah wala to train, to discipline his murids, he gave each one a small chick and he said, go and slaughter it somewhere where nobody sees you. So everybody went, they found some quiet place and they returned. Said, where did you slaughter the chicken? He said, where nobody could see, nothing in the jungle deep inside it. Another person, he asked him, he said, in one house, quiet, nobody there. So everyone slaughtered the chicken and came back. Then he said, all of you all need a very prolonged period of time still to make a discipline of your nafs. Only one person came back with the chicken alive. So he said, why didn't you slaughter it? He said, your hukam was slaughter it when nobody sees you. Wherever I went, my Allah was watching. Jo karta hai tu chup ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman. حسن فانی کے چکروں میں میر، کتنے لوگوں نے دن گوائے ہیں. Wasted their life and their time on حسن فانی. What did they get at the end of the day? If a person after 60 years of zina, 60 years of adultery, fornication, whatever it may be, and 50, 60 years of watching porn sites on the internet and seeing filthy magazines, now you ask that person that what do you have to show after your 50 years of zina and 50 years, 60 years of all kinds of haram, then what will he have to show except AIDS, all kinds of sicknesses, weakness, restlessness of the heart, anxieties, worries, problems, and all kinds of azab. That's what he can show. Nothing. There's nothing positive that he can show. And take that young person who grew up with iman, yaqeen, in ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, obeying Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, resisting the temptations. Ask him after a few years that what do you have now to show, that whilst your young friends were engaging in all kinds of haram, then at that time you were resisting the temptation and you accepted all those labels, that here's one Sufi sahab that's going with lowered gazes, and whilst everyone around him is enjoying, then this person is talking about Allah watching. What did he enjoy in life? Ask him, then he will tell you what he enjoyed. His heart will be filled with the noor of the zikr, tilawat, ibadat. And people will ask him, make dua for us, make dua for us. So the life that the person wastes on beauty which is perishable, it is stupidity. Give our hearts to the Creator of hearts. He is the one who will keep the heart alive. When we get hayat qalbi, hayat in our hearts, then it will be just like how the chicken in the egg, when it is formed totally, then it doesn't wait for the mother hen to crack the shell. That chick from within the shell, it cracks the shell and comes out and starts doing the same thing that the mother is doing, picking up the grains from the ground. So when this person will get hayat in his heart, then he will do all those things that Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have asked him to do. Then his eyes will see right, his ears will listen right, his tongue will speak right. Hayat-e qalbi. Shakl bigdi to bhag nikle dost jinko pehle ghazal sunaye. The person was singing away all the love poems and love songs, but when the shakl got spoiled, one accident and finished, the face was smashed. Then even if it was a Miss World and she suffered third degree burns in a car accident immediately after being crowned, then all those photographers also will run from there like mules. They run faster than mules from there, like donkeys. So ask them, why are you not following now and pursuing that pretty face which few minutes ago you were pursuing? Why don't you pursue this smashed up face now and this burnt up face? So where are we giving our lives, my dear young friends? Take that dahe hasrat on the heart and see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. Waves of His muhabbat will flow in that heart, for which there will be no explanation that you will be able to give. Once again, that saying of Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, when the fragrance of the love of Allah ta'ala comes into my heart, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to give any kind of description. داغِ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں ان حسینوں سے دل کو بچانے میں میں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں. And what I am telling you is not fairy tales. As I always say, young friends of mine from different parts of the world, I don't even know them, I haven't met them. They haven't met me, they have just heard the talks on the tapes, on some radio station, on the internet, and ask those who are aware that what do they write in their letters, those who brought about changes. So it is not exclusive club or something like that. Any person, young or old, that is the condition. Resist those temptations, fulfill the ahkam of Allah Ta'ala, and you will get the waves of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat in the heart. Once again, if it just comes, then I will repeat. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. Mere bahre gham ka kinara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, pahadon ka daman, بجز آہ کے کچھ ہمارا نہیں ہے. سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن بجز آہ کے کچھ ہمارا نہیں ہے. سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے, سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. منزل قرب یوں نہیں ملتی, زخم حسرت ہزار کھائے ہیں. کام بنتا ہے فضل سے اختر, فضل کا سرا لگائے ہیں. داغ حسرت سے دل سجائے ہیں, تب کہیں جا کے ان کو پائے ہیں. It's a beautiful way of life that we are directing you towards. But for everything there is, as we say, an effort. And for this it is not too much that we have to do. It's not like read 5,000 times this, 10,000 times that, 100,000 times. Those days they used to give them like that kind of wazayif. Now all we are saying, make your farais, wajibat, sunnat, stay away from haram, fulfill the rights of people, make amar bil maruf nahi anil munkar, and you are the waliullah of the time. Then Allah Ta'ala will put muhabbat into hearts. It will come from the top. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you and the entire ummah with the tawfiq of amal. عمل سے بنتی ہے زندگی, یہ جنت بھی جہنم بھی, یہ خاکی اپنی فطرت میں نہ نوری ہے نہ ناری. الحمدللہ رب العالمین, والصلاة والسلام علی سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین. يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, ہمارے کہنے سننے کو قبول فرما. ہم گنہگار ہے, سیاہکار ہے, بدکار ہے, مجرم اور خطاکار ہے, ہم ناپاک اور گندے ہیں. میرے مولا آپ تو پاک ہے, ہم ناپاک اور گندوں کو اپنی شان رحیمی اور کریمی سے پاک کر دے. We are extremely sinful servants of yours, my beloved Allah. Day and night we violate your ahkam. Day and night we use your bounties for your disobedience. Whatever we may be, we are your slaves, we are your servants. My beloved Allah, our hearts are in your control. Change the direction of our lives. Nafs and shaitan have made us their ghulams and their slaves. They are dragging us, my beloved Allah, in whichever direction they wish. You want to give us a life of peace, happiness, contentment and satisfaction in this world and in the akhirat. Nafs and shaitan want to see us humiliated, disgraced, embarrassed and suffer in this world and in the akhirat. Mere Mawla, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mujhko tabah. اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ, چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights, sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us obedient to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, storms of fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. Fitnas from our right and our left, from in front of us and behind us, pouring from the satellites above us. Which direction do we turn, my Allah? If you are not going to protect us, who is going to protect us? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de. Khuda ya fazl farma, dil badal. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Cures of our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Throughout the world, my beloved Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many in hospitals, in clinics, in homes. So many have undergone operations, so many will undergo operations. Ya Allah, so many have suffered accident injuries. My beloved Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. Give them mukammal shifa. Ya Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of envy, jealousy, evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, righteous and pious marriage partners. Those who are married, give them a life of bliss and happiness, my beloved Allah. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Those whose children have gone on to drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is suffering around the globe. Remove their pain, their suffering, their difficulties and hardships. Give hidayat to the disbelievers and the enemies of Islam. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah, to give hidayat. But if they have become obstinate and made up their mind, they will continue with the tyranny, persecution, torture and oppression and destruction of Muslim property and land. Then, my beloved Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Remove them from the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouths or any kind of haram. Give us the realization that the angel of death can strike suddenly, anywhere, any place, any time. Ya Allah, distance us from haram places. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshano mein mera bhi koi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare Quds mein hoti. وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گورو کفن ہوتا If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be a state of barakat, a state that you are pleased with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, especially that of Dajjal, that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations that are in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you after this majlis of Islam. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the problems, the deaths, the liabilities, the tests, the trials, the sicknesses of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. My beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering, sicknesses and problems. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen that are taking place. With the sadqa of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, accept our du'as. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.